The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, April 19th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and we'll be sharing this report for you titled, What's True and What's Not? Do we really know? You know, folks, for better than 2 years now, we've all been bombarded with information surrounding the mysterious anomaly called COVID-19. And as we all know, they've used scare tactics and fear-mongering and titillated us with rewards for being vaccinated. They've guilted us. They've coerced us. They've threatened us. They've punished us. They've muzzled us. Many have had their jobs, their income, their livelihoods literally banished out of existence since the inception of this. All for the obvious end game of vaccinating us with a jab that isn't even a vaccination. And sadly, many of us were enticed by the first psychological, or I'll call it the psyop round, that being the guilt phase. Remember that? Oh, hey, get the jab and save grandma. You don't want grandma to die because you didn't protect her by being jabbed, do you? You don't want to be the responsible party for infecting your wife, your daughter, your mother, your brother, your uncle, etc., because you were too irresponsible to think of their well-being. Now, do you? Just think of the remorse you'd be laden with should you be the reason why your loved one suffered, or worse, died, because you were too uncaring to protect them. Well, this tactic worked on a decent percentage of the populace, not only here, but worldwide. And this message was broadcast ad nauseum throughout mainstream media, rolling out the so-called experts in front of the cameras like Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky and on and on and on, well-dressed in their authoritative posture to convince you that you were a bad person if you didn't comply. And then, this morphed into the, I'll call it the titillation phase. Hey Joe, roll up your sleeve and get vaxxed, and we'll give you a free hamburger, a free beer, a free ball ticket, a free lottery ticket, etc. Or, if you were a Walmart employee, putting an extra $150 on your paycheck in their attempts to coerce the more, well, let's call them financially starved populace, by the greed factor. And this worked on an unspecified percentage of people, catering to their like of free stuff or moderate compensation for getting the jab. But even then, even after shoveling the it's 95% effective load, and the if you get the vax, you won't get COVID load, and if you get vaxxed, you won't have to wear a mask load, it still wasn't effective enough to reach their stated goal. You know, the one spewed forth by the pretender-in-chief Joe, I like to sniff little girls and whisper in their ear Biden, I want 70% of the population vaccinated by the 4th of July. Well, sadly for Joe, that didn't work either. So they threw in the threat mode by attempting to mandate corporations, government offices, the military, the airline personnel, the medical establishment, all walks of productive life to succumb to their dictates or suffer the loss of their livelihoods, their jobs, their homes, their reputations. Get jabbed? Good person. Refuse? Bad person. Need to be punished, ostracized, vilified, sanctioned, banned from society. They wanted to create the persona that if one were not jabbed, it was tantamount to one having a contagious form of leprosy. They punished us by not allowing us to frequent many of our favorite restaurants, bars, arcades, movie theaters, theme parks, or churches. Oh, but you could frequent a strip club or a whorehouse. That was okay. Just ask Anthony Fauci. They muzzled us with masks that were scientifically proven not to work. Masks that were mass-produced by the millions and shipped to us by the same country that was supposedly responsible for the outbreak to begin with. Now, whether it was from a wet market or a bio lab, the finger was always pointed at China. So why would we order millions, if not billions, of cloth masks proven not to work from a country that is supposedly responsible for the outbreak to begin with? Well, I guess that's a question for Fauci that will likely never be answered. And while pushing their one-size-fits-all poisonous vaccine that has killed and debilitated millions of people around the world, they went out of their way to vilify any alternative treatments proven by many physicians globally to be effective, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So, is it any wonder why anyone with functioning cognitive discernment wouldn't smell a rat in the woodpile? And meanwhile, as the cases exploded from the test results of a PCR, a test invented by Dr. Carrie Mullis, the public drank the Kool-Aid served up by Anthony Fauci and believed hook, line, and sinker a test that, according to Dr. Mullis, should never have even been used to determine whether one had contracted the mysterious coronavirus. Now, I want you to listen to this explanation conveyed by Dr. Kerry Mullis himself regarding the testing and Anthony Fauci. Go ahead and play clip one, Mike.
What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything. And I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on at the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans, don't get me wrong, but basically the vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem. That's a main problem, actually, with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people. Funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci doesn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it, because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people, president of the University of South Carolina, ask Fauci if he'd come down there and debate me on the stage in front of the student body, because I wanted somebody who was from the other side to come down there and balance my, because I felt like, well, these guys can listen to me, but I need to have somebody else down here that's going to tell me the other side. But Fauci didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, Fauci didn't want to do it. Interesting enough, from what I understand, that interview was conducted just a few months before the untimely demise of Dr. Mullis. But, you know, folks, just a few highlights of what Dr. Mullis said. Mullis asks, what is it about humanity? Well, I can answer that question. People want to believe. They want to believe their government is benevolent. They want to believe the government is looking out for their best interests. We know as RBN listeners that isn't true. But unfortunately, that's a hard, well, I don't want to call it a fact. That's a hard propagandic insertion to let go of. Most of those people at the top are total administrative people who have no idea what's going on at the bottom. Now, that's according to Mullis, and he's right. A lot of these people that are in these positions of authority, they've never even treated a patient. They have an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have. Well, we folks know what that agenda is. He didn't say it in that interview. We know what that agenda is. Just look at the Georgia Guidestones. They make up their rules as they go along and change them when they want to. We've seen that happen ad nauseum throughout the past 2 years. And Fauci does not mind going in front of the camera and lying directly to the people that pay his salary. Matter of fact, he wallows in it. It's for his ego's sake. The sheep don't know the difference between the best and the brightest. Well, they don't. And it's getting harder and harder every day, as I'm going to point out here in this report, how difficult it's becoming for all of us, myself included, to disseminate what's true and what's not. That's part of the premise of this show today, folks. Yes, the vast majority of sheeple do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. Now, I want you to hold that thought. Science is being funded by people who don't understand it. And they're going along with the program, just like with global warming, okay? They would listen to all the people and give all the scientists grants if they went along with the narrative. But if they didn't, they ostracized, they vilified them, they wouldn't give them a dime. That's how it works. The president of the University of South Carolina asked Fauci to debate Mullis on PCR, and Fauci declined. Now, sadly and mysteriously, Dr. Mullis coincidentally dies on August 7th, 2019, from what was said to be complications due to pneumonia, shortly before, guess what, the first COVID outbreak. Now, post the outbreak, not long after the untimely demise of Dr. Mullis, Fauci instructs the use of the PCR test as a determining factor for detection of the virus. Draw your own conclusions to that, folks. But as time marched on, with the fear-mongering being exacerbated by politicians, by governors, by medical professionals, etc., we began to see medical professionals, lawyers, scientists, immunologists, witnessing that something was not quite right in the narrative. In short, they smelled a rat in the woodpile. But when they spoke out, they were demonized, vilified, threatened, censored, and outright banned as they weren't towing the line of the official narrative. Professionals like Dr. Simone Gold, who, by the way, had her house raided by the FBI for simply posting a YouTube video challenging the narrative, or Dr. Judy Mikovits, who has been deemed a conspiracy theorist and been vilified for opposing the Fauci narrative for good reason, which I'm not even going to expound on in this report. Most of you already know. Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Reiner Fulmich, and hundreds of doctors around the world who have challenged or questioned the narrative of the so-called pandemic, all have been targeted and their reputations attempted to be smeared by the powers that be, by the FBI, by the media, by the fact checkers. And by the way, folks, anytime you see a fact check by Reuters or whoever depicting a statement or a conclusion to be false, well, it's likely that the subject in question is true, as the fact checkers are hired to lie about the truth to keep the sheeple in the corral. And to my knowledge, from all of the info I've researched, the reports, the articles I've either read or I've listened to, videos and documentaries and interviews, the actual virus up to this point in time, this show today, from what I understand and from what I've been able to conclude, has never been isolated. Meaning that no one, professional or otherwise, has ever been able to point a finger at an actual culprit here. Now, this tells me that all of the research, professional or not, has all been theory. With the exception of the minute few who really know what's going on, like the guys that invented it. We've seen numerous reports, numerous articles, videos of the vaccine under a microscope, and witnessed strange anomalies deemed to be nanoparticles, graphene oxide, strange objects at the molecular level seeming to be self-constructing God knows what. And we've heard reports from funeral homes where their embalmers have reported the strange clotting post-mortem when trying to conduct their pre-burial protocols in preparation for burial. But all of the hundreds, if not thousands, of anomalies witnessed. But to date, I've seen no report, no article, no video, or otherwise, that has conclusively either isolated the so-called virus or positively identified the ingredients of the jab. So all of it, from whoever is researching it, all of it is still speculation and or professional opinion. Again, with the exception of the powers that be that know what's in it. Is it true that the reason for this is the virus itself is nothing other than a computer simulation? We don't know. All of it to date is dedicated research by well-meaning professionals and non-professionals alike who are trying to find the truth in all of this. Which brings me to the latest bombshell unleashed in the alternative media just last week. Many of you may have heard. If you haven't, I would suggest you go in and watch it for yourself. I believe it's on the RBN website. It's a video titled Watch the Water. Okay? It's an interview that Stu Peters did with Dr. Brian Artist. And as I said, I believe this interview can be seen in its entirety at republicbroadcasting.org. It's been popping up all over the alternative media. I've watched it come up over several different websites. But I would strongly urge you, if you haven't already, folks, to view it at your leisure. It's an interesting view. Now, to give a little insight into this, Dr. Artist, for those of you who don't know who he is, his father-in-law, he's a chiropractor, by the way, his father-in-law dies 9 days after his hospital admission of a flu diagnosis, which prompted Dr. Artist in the beginning to start his investigation into this entire Twilight Zone nightmare. Artist's preliminary findings showed that the drug prescribed in hospital protocol treatments of COVID patients included a drug called remdesivir, which caused both kidney and renal failure with a direct link to Tony Fauci, and how that drug became the drug of choice in the COVID hospital protocols. But Dr. Artist's research didn't stop there. Like the addiction that research causes in truth-seeking individuals such as myself and many others, Dr. Artist became consumed with finding the origins of this plague unleashed on the world's societies. Dr. Zev Zelenko has made the claim that he heard from someone in the position of knowing that Dr. Artist was the number one doctor that Pfizer wants silenced. I guess they have a hit list, folks. But the question is why? Is what Dr. Artist has come out with recently, is it true? And if so, is it because of what Artist has uncovered? We don't know. But we do know it's possible. After all, look at what has happened to researchers around the world that have either discovered or gotten close to the origins and or ingredients of the vaccine. Though I'm not going to report line for line the evidence cited by Artist. You can go in and watch the video for yourself, folks. There are some interesting high points that I want to reference here. And again, recommend that you watch the interview in its entirety to draw your own conclusions. But in Artist's documentary, he brings out documented, provable facts about the pandemic and the treatment protocols regarding the poisonous, many times deadly use of Veklury. Generic name, remdesivir. Got to go to a break. I'll be back in three. Stick around, folks. I got more on this report to come. You're going to want to hear this. Be back in 3 minutes. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you got to come through us and take it one shot at a time. Consider this.
dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
All right, we're back with the National Intel Reports. Michael Herzog, your host on this Tuesday. Yeah, we're never going to survive unless we get a little bit crazy, folks. And you know what? Many say Dr. Artis is a little bit crazy. But again, going back, all right, in the interview with Stu Peters and Dr. Artis, he brings out documented provable facts about the pandemic and the treatment protocols regarding this poisonous, many times deadly use of remdesivir. He shows, and I was shocked at this, the approval document by the FDA for the use of remdesivir for pediatric patients, that's children, folks, for COVID, in and out of the hospital as young as newborns weighing over 7 pounds, all the way through age 18. This is the only authorized drug by the FDA. This should send shivers up your spine, folks, because they're coming after our kids. And they have canceled the use. This was just announced, mainstream. They have canceled the use throughout the United States and its territories for monoclonal antibodies. The only infusion drug allowed, replacing it with remdesivir. What is a monoclonal antibody? Well, I haven't researched this, but according to Dr. Artis, it's anti-venom. Now, does the FDA, the CDC, or the NIH recommend monoclonal antibodies in the treatment of COVID? No, they don't. Why? Because they work. That is why they have taken off the market
monoclonal antibodies in hospital treatments or hydroxychloroquine. Why? Because they work. They tell you to avoid it because they work. Now, why would the government not want you to use monoclonal antibodies, anti-venom, according to artists, unless the venom theory has merit? Now, I want you to hold these thoughts, folks, because I'm going somewhere with this. Now, regarding the venom theory or the snake theory, number one, the research that was performed by Dr. Artis uncovered numerous documents and articles related to COVID. You can go in and watch the interview, the documentary for yourself, dating back to January and February of 2020. These articles professed the COVID origins coming from either bats, snakes, or pangolins. And interestingly, articles relating to the bats were allowed to stand unchecked. But anything related to snakes was fact-checked and debunked by the fact-checkers. These are all research studies from artists regarding his finding. Bats, okay, believe that. Snakes, no, don't believe that. Number two, in January of 2020, the scientists inside of China said that the origin could not be from bats as it was discovered in winter and bats hibernate in winter. When they ran genetic sequences from the antibodies in the people that were infected in Wuhan, they found their genetic sequence was not most like bats, but were instead most like proteins from the Chinese crate snake and the king cobra. Number three, in a French research study published in April of 2020, the findings were that receptors in the brain called nicotinic acetylcholine esterase receptors, these are the receptors most tightly bound, causing paralysis from crate or cobra snake bite victims, and that the spike protein from SARS-CoV-2 is most identical from Chinese crate and king cobra venom. And number four, a doctor who worked a computational lab at the University of Pittsburgh in May of 2020. This should raise the hair on the back of your head or your neck or wherever your hair is, folks. I don't have a lot of it, but getting back to that, a doctor who worked at a computational lab at the University of Pittsburgh in May of 2020 dealing with genetic sequencing, researching spike protein sequencing for 5 months, attempting to solve the mystery of SARS-CoV-2. This doctor came out and made an announcement that they were going to have a press release of all of their findings. The doctor's name was Dr. Bing Liu. Coincidentally and interestingly enough, Dr. Bing Liu was shot and killed on May 2nd of 2020. And I might add, the police explanation of the shooting said that the murder was a result of a dispute over an intimate partner. And after murdering Bing Liu, the gunman had gone back to his car and shot himself. Sound familiar, folks? Dr. Liu's works was never published. Folks, before the broadcast, I both researched and fact-checked every one of the four above assertions I just reported to you and have discovered all are true. But to continue, in the interview, artist shares a study done by a company over a 10-year period, gene mapping all of the genes of the venom's proteins and peptides inside of king cobra venom. And the number that was isolated from the study? 19. They found 19 peptides that specifically target organs in the human body. Now, if you're spiritual at all, okay, 19. COVID-19. I hear the music coming up again. Boy, it goes by fast when you're having a good time, doesn't it? We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this report. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around. Believe it or not, it gets better.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from someplace deep in the Arizona desert. But getting back to this, to reiterate, artists shared a study done by a company over a 10-year period, gene mapping all of the genes of the venom, the proteins, and the peptides inside of the king cobra venom, and the number that they isolated in the study was 19. 19 peptides that specifically, and listen close to this, target organs in the human body. Boy. What plausible deniability could you have with that? Oh, they had diabetes. It targeted the pancreas. Well, that's, oh, she had diabetes. Of course she was going to die. Plausible deniability. But who funded this study? A company called Genentech, a subsidiary of a company called Roche. Now, Gilead bought two facilities in 2011 that deal with biological studies and brought 55 of their executives into Gilead in 2011. And coincidentally, that was just when that King Cobra study started. Folks, Gilead is the manufacturer of Remdesivir. An artist goes on to share that it's been known since 2005 that hydroxychloroquine blocks the brain's nicotine receptors from being injured by cobra or viper venom of any kind. an artist explains how remdesivir is delivered to hospitals. It's in a powder form with white to yellowish tint. Coincidentally, same color as powdered viper venom. Is this conclusive? No. However, I think you'd agree it is very coincidental. And apparently, artist believes that at least part of the ingredients in the drug remdesivir is protein and or peptides derived from snake venom. But going even further, we've all pondered the question, folks, of how this alleged virus is being spread, many trying to protect themselves by listening to the official dictates like wearing the masks, social distancing, frequent hand washing, and all that garbage. Does anyone beside myself find it odd that experts can accurately predict when and where the next breakout will happen? Artist lays out his conclusions as to how it is being done. Why does the CDC, and here's a question for you. I heard this, ran across my computer, well, God, a while back, and I didn't pay much attention to it, but it's arisen again, folks. Why does the CDC have a wastewater surveillance tab on the COVID data tracker site? They have 400 water testing sites at 37 locations in the country. An artist explains that the CDC has been monitoring these waste facilities. And why are they doing this? He explains that in the video. Why is a symptom of COVID losing one's sense of taste and smell? Did you know that that's a side effect of snake venom? Is he right? Is he crazy? Is he, as they say, a conspiracy theorist? Or is he, for some reason, trying to distract us for some other reason? Like is pointed out in this hit piece by, it's State of the Union, PSYOP Alert, the title. There's definitely something wrong with the Watch the Water video. Again, this article can be viewed on RBN's website. I want to take you to the paragraph heading, What's the Crucial Point? Their quote, folks, to suggest that snake venom is literally the original and primary source of the COVID-19 bioweapon, as this video does, is so simplistic and ridiculous that it's way beyond even addressing with a rebuttal such as this. Nonetheless, State of the Union felt compelled to issue this short rejoinder since so many folks have been thusly persuaded. Well, folks, my question to State of the Nation regarding this assertion is why? Why, after all the, and I'll use their words, simplistic and ridiculous horse manure that has been shoveled at us for 2 years, infinitum, like wear a mask, don't wear a mask, the vaccine is 95% effective and it prevents COVID. The vaccine doesn't prevent COVID, but lessens the symptoms and prevents hospitalization. The side effects from the vaccine are extremely rare. Social distancing will help stop the spread of COVID. Don't go to church, but you can go to a strip club or a liquor store, etc., etc., etc. We have been fed with more horse manure over the past 2 years than I can remember being fed in my lifetime. But further down in that same article, we have this excerpt. And I quote, given what we know about the exceedingly complex COVID-19 bioweapon, anything is possible, yes? But to build a case around snake venom being put into the water around the globe as the primary means of generating high COVID infection rates does not make any sense whatsoever. For example, there is a critical perspective on how highly reactive snake venom is, thus making it quite unsuitable as a major contributing factor to COVID-19 proliferation via water supplies throughout the entire world community of nations. Now, I want you to hold that thought, folks, because I'm going to expound on that more in a bit. And one last point, according to this article, venom is highly reactive. This basically means that there are parts of all enzymes that will want to bond with elements, usually oxygen, but also chlorine and others, that will reduce its electrical potential. That is to say, make it more relaxed and far less reactive. Thus, the idea of dumping any venom, snake or other critter, into a water system is silly. Their words, venom would encounter vast amounts of oxygen, chlorine, and all other chemicals currently polluting the planet. It would be very, very unlikely that the venom would survive in a reactive state that would be able to injure your body. And If the venom was made into a more water-stable product, by that very process it would no longer be reactive enough to cause harm. Where did they quote the source from that? Watch the water video is completely torn apart here. I'm going to go into that now. That's where their source comes from. And my response to this, and I agree, yes, snake venom would break down in the water. But wait. If they take the mRNA technology and the spike protein, introduce nanoparticles and wrap it in hydrogel, which researchers have already discovered they have done, and we know, according to the same researchers, that they did so to stabilize and protect the payload prior to either being injected or digested, so would it not also protect it from breaking down if they put it in the water? Then, at the end of that assertion, they call the video a psyop and include their source, an article by Cliff High titled, Watch the Water video is completely torn apart here. So guess what, folks? I clicked on that article, and I'm now going to share with you in its entirety with commentary as I read. According to Cliff High, watch the water. Someone may be pissing in it upstream of you, by Cliff High. The Watch the Water documentary is being passed around the net like a blunt at a Rastafarian dinner party. Well, blunts are good. This documentary is not good, in my opinion. The principal player in this documentary is a Dr. Byron Artis. He doesn't even spell Brian Artis correctly. He calls him Byron, who is a chiropractor and acupuncturist. This is a problem, as the doctor is touted as a medical doctor and practitioner, yet is not. So there is a presumed layer of credentialism on this presentation from the start. The interview does not examine the education, not schooling, that artists undertook to be able to make these conclusions. There is no real background on any of the science behind the conclusions provided. All right, now here's my commentary on that paragraph. Are we not now nitpicking here, Cliff? Are we now looking for reasons to deliberately discredit artists for his, what I can deduce, is very time-consuming research? I myself am a certified investigator and have been since before 9/11 and have the credentials to prove it. Though there are tactics taught me during my training back then, I rarely, if ever, use them in investigative journalism. Does that make my work somehow less effective? I think not. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not a lawyer nor a politician. However, just because I do not possess those credentials in front of my name, that fact does not make any of my work less forthright or honest in its intent. Anyone, credentialed or not, can do research, connect dots, and form credible, debatable conclusions on their findings. For you to use this excuse in attempts to detract from Dr. Artis' findings, whether they be conclusive or not, makes me question your motives, Cliff, for this hit piece. Cliff goes on. Propaganda was my first impression of this video. The soundtrack and the production values reinforced that idea. This movie was not made to simply present facts or an opinion. It was made to sell an opinion. My commentary to that? Propaganda. Really, Cliff? Why would a professional, like Dr. Artis is, take both the time to do extensive research, speak all over the country, be targeted by certain entities in the establishment and pharmaceutical community, just to put out propaganda? The soundtrack and production reinforced your opinion, Cliff. Is that correct? I'm shocked by that, because as I write this, my family, has developed a commercial for our product that is, by the way, ready to air, that we have delayed. The reason it's been delayed is we are awaiting music to be recorded in the background. Now, the listening audience will likely hear that commercial next week after its completion. We decided to incorporate the music not to sell the product, but basically to soften the message by having a relaxing melody in the background, because the commercial is pretty intense. It's serious. Okay? So is the information that Dr. Artis is putting out. But going back to Cliff High, he says, to what end? Why do they want to push this view? There is no science provided, just pointers to presumed social engineering and plays for emotionalism based on the viewer's perspective of current events. And in this, it would seem that this effort has been to target a specific demographic of people. Thus, the tentative conclusion is that the producers of this video are working on an agenda. My comment to that? What agenda might that be, Cliff? There is no science provided. Are you one of those, Cliff, that, quote, trusts the science, end quote? We all know where that road has led. And to my knowledge, better than 99% of us, whether a doctor, a lawyer, a journalist, a talk show host, or an Indian chief, for that matter, are not scientists. Tell me what science needs to be provided and exactly where and who would get it, or where we would get it from, or listen to in this current environment to solidify, beyond discussion, your findings. Cliff goes on to say, yes, remdesivir is a S with a hit drug. He doesn't say it like that. With a tainted history and not good results. Yes, the hospital protocols are killing people. This was known. The video sheds no new light on any of this, but rather uses these as hooks for engagement with the rest of the material presented, which is all about snakes and snake venom. All this material is based on assertions, not evidence, that artist makes as claims. He provides no evidence. I disagree with that. He provided quite a few in that video. But rather states his conclusions made with medical jargon-laden descriptions, none of which are backed up, merely asserted as factual. My comment on that paragraph? Yes, Cliff. Remdesivir is a crap drug, not an S with a hit drug, as you write. I know two people personally who have taken the bait and consequently perished by listening to the experts regarding authorized treatment for COVID. He provides no evidence, Cliff, but states his conclusions with medical jargon, none of which is backed up. If I didn't know any better, Cliff, I think you were referring to Anthony Fauci, as he is a world-renowned expert at that. And Cliff goes on to say, mushrooms and venom of all kinds are two of the most studied biochemical compounds on the planet, as they are also the most reactive within human biochemistry. So it is natural that one may find either or both medicinal mushrooms or venom employed in almost any given medical procedure. There are quite actually thousands of medical treatments based upon venom peptides as far back as 2,200 years ago. The Yellow Emperor's Medicinal Compendium from China notes the effectiveness of dried venom from snakes as well as snails and sea creatures for medicinal use. Pick almost any medical condition, research into the approaches by all of the medicine practitioners going back in time, and you will run into snakes. Yep, sure and certain, there is a snake down there somewhere. Artis doesn't bring any of this up. Maybe it's because, as a chiropractor, he is basically ignorant of medicinal history. Or maybe he wanted to present this information as though it was all targeted to COVID. Maybe his goal is to push the idea that all the snake stuff was just for COVID. Maybe he and the video want to use your lack of knowledge about how widespread venom is within biochemical processes for developing medicines in order to slant the information to present a specific agenda. Maybe? Well, my comment to that, folks. Here we go. Another slam asserting that as a chiropractor, Artis is basically ignorant of medical history. Folks, chiropractor or not, you've just described from many medical encounters of my own experience the vast majority of practicing physicians. Why would Artis even need to bring any of that up, Cliff? He's representing his own findings based upon research, the exact same thing that all of us, the ones that care, try to do. Well, maybe this is all clickbait at some level, Cliff goes on. Maybe the whole agenda behind the video is to warp the understanding of a particular segment of the population in order to further the policy agenda evident to COVID. The deep state does this, you know. They deliberately pollute the information stream of the opposition in order to come back later to harvest confusion and sow doubt. It's a tactic in the information war. My response to that, folks? Clickbait, Cliff? I think not. Oh, tell you what, we got the music coming up. I'll give you my response to that last paragraph when we get back. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, folks. More to come.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, just dropping in every Tuesday to see what kind of condition my condition is in. Your condition as well. Great choice, Mike. I like that. See how I can lead right into that on some of this stuff? Other than this stuff that Mike pulls up. I'm sitting here scratching my head going, what do you say? What do you say? Anyway, getting back to this. Okay, so on the subject of this article with Cliff High, clickbait, Cliff? I think not. You know, look, it's a theory. Artist is convinced and has stated so based upon his research, which from what I've found out is like for the last 4 months, 16 hours a day, which reminds me of me many years ago when I woke up to this whole thing, finding out that my government wasn't as benevolent as they professed to be. But based upon his research, is it written in stone? No. That's what real science is, Cliff. It's tossing on all the research on the table. It's discussing it. It's forming conclusive opinions based on the evidence. It's all of what artists is all of what artists presents true? I don't know for certain. I do know, however, that it is plausible and shouldn't be either dismissed or attacked without further study. And I also know that just because a guy has a credential in front of his name that doesn't fit what he happens to be doing at the time, whether it's a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, or a chiropractor for that matter, I can tell you that this guy's actions are genuine, and I can tell you he's a sharp cookie. He's a good researcher. Is what he's uncovered, is it true, is it false? I don't know. I can tell you this. Well, let me go a little bit further. Let me assert a little more of what Cliff High says here. He said it would be interesting to view a body language breakdown of this video. There is disharmony being expressed between the words and the face gestures. This disharmony further degrades confidence in the presentation. My comment on that? Degrading the content of this message by disharmony in artist body language? Tell me, Cliff, are you qualified to do that as a journalist, Cliff? Are you certified in reading body language, Cliff? Oh, and by the way, if indeed you took courses in journalism, which I doubt, you would not have used profanity in this article, and you also would have spell-checked it to get Brian's name right. So just who are you to point fingers, Cliff? Has it ever occurred to you, Cliff, that it might be entirely possible that Dr. Artis' sometimes odd body language and facial gestures could be due to the fact that he, by his own admission, was extremely nervous about even sharing what he had found due to the concerns about his safety? On to the top of the hour, folks. I'm going to open up the phone lines for a while in the second hour. 512-248-8252 if you want to ask a question or comment on this, folks. We'll be back. Top of the hour break. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around. Second hour to come.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.